From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Arab League says that U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel is a dangerous development that places the United States in a position of bias in favor of the occupation and the violation of international law and resolutions. The statement was issued early Sunday after an emergency meeting of League foreign ministers in Cairo, and went on to say that the Trump decision also strips the U.S. of its role as a sponsor and broker in the Mideast peace process. Meanwhile, Lebanese security forces fired tear gas and water cannons at protesters near the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon Sunday during a demonstration against President Donald Trump's decision. This man holding a can of tear gas said, "This is American Jewish made. They are throwing it at, on the people and children, at our Palestinian people. They're defending America. There is no one by our side, no one of the Arab countries. Oh God, we will raise the Palestinian flag." Protesters, some of them waving the Palestinian flag, set fires in the street and threw projectiles towards the security forces who had barricaded the main road leading to the U.S. embassy. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced Saturday that the three-year war aimed at driving Islamic State out of Iraq was successful and has come to an end. The announcement came 2 days after Russia said it had defeated IS in Syria, where Moscow is supporting the Syrian military. The Iraqi government said the declaration of victory meant its forces had secured the western desert in addition to the Iraqi-Syrian border. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A UN envoy says the time is of the essence to resolve tensions on the Korean Peninsula peacefully. Jeffrey Feltman, the UN's Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, visited North Korea this week. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed for unity in the face of the North Korean missile crisis and warned people not to undermine efforts of the discreet diplomacy underway in Pyongyang.
My experience is that diplomacy that is done with a loudspeaker normally fails. I am a strong supporter of discreet diplomacy. There is an effort taking place. Let's not undermine the effort. Let's see what the effort can produce. And after the effort finishes, we will be able to say what kind of results were obtained or were not obtained. But to start now giving preliminary indications could only undermine the serious effort that is being made.
KCNA said that Pyongyang considers the joint drills part of a U.S. scheme to make a surprisingly preemptive nuclear strike on North Korea. U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday he is moved by the opening of a civil rights museum in Jackson, Mississippi, where he praised civil rights leaders such as Medgar Evers and the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.
In Arlington, he lies beside men and women of all races, backgrounds, and walks of life who have served and sacrificed for our country. Their headstones do not mark the color of their skin, but immortalize the courage of their deeds. Their memories are carved in stone as American heroes. That is what Medgar Evers was. He was a great American hero. That is what others honored in this museum were, true American heroes.
Mr. Trump made a speech Saturday ahead of the official opening ceremony of the grounds of the museum. He kept his remarks at the event low-key, speaking to an audience that included Merle Evers Williams, the widow of assassinated Mississippi NAACP leader Medgar Evers. Ukrainian opposition politician and former Georgian president Mikhail Saakashvili has declared a hunger strike. His lawyer told journalists Saturday, attorney released a letter calling on supporters to protest in Kiev Sunday and to call the impeachment of President Petro Poroshenko. Also, Saturday, a spokesman for the prosecutor general's office said the prosecutors would ask a court to place Saakashvili under house arrest with electronic monitoring pending a trial for him. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.